Editor's note. Mr. Murray's letter is a follow-up to Shame on the ONTC. OPB and Vic Fedeli says pensioner, thanks to Beta Day and Jeff Turrell for publishing my letter, as right away, I heard from Mr. Fedeli's office and they are pitching in. No raise yet, but they are pursuing a third channel trying to get us meaningful dialogue. There has been some negative feedback. Still, the world hasn't stopped for me as an ONTC pensioner. My 2008 pension check just doesn't pay for as much in 2022. Let's do some numbers. 2000 CPI 96.7 to 2021, 144.0 equals 49% increase. ONTC pension increases 2000 to 2021 equals approximately 6.6% in 20 years. A fixed pension loses 39% buying power, at 2.5% inflation. A $1,000 per month pension after 20 years is worth $610. Our ONTC pension is not indexed to inflation. That means that any raise has to be financially sound. Just like my own budget, there are some things that I just cannot afford. From 2009 to May 1, 2018, the ONTC pension was underfunded. The ONTC denied increases to control expenses, as they tried to restore the pension to full funding. Effective May 1, 2018, a fully funded plan was handed over to be administered by the Ontario Pension Board. Our money is enough to cover our entitlement and annual increases independent of the PSPP. I retired in 2004, was not eligible for the 2005 increase but did get a $20 per month increase January 1, 2006, 1.6% January 1, 2007 and 1% on January 1, 2008. That was the last ONTC pension raise because the economic downturn in late 2008 left the pension underfunded. Steve Murray, ONTC pensioner 6131 Surrey, BC.